Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show. It's the Angry Diva, the Belle of Boston, the Angry Diva's radio show. This has been another Bitch House production. This has been another Bitch House production. The Angry Diva's radio show.
Black woman, that jet black woman, best respect that woman. The black woman is God. Black woman, that big black woman. You never check that woman. The black woman is God. Mother of the earth, queen of the land. Call me Mama Newt, watch me expand. Swallow up the sun, give birth out my glands. That's what we call a resurrection. I think it's time to turn your lights on. I think it's time to change your white tone. Sneaking up on you just like a python. Isis is really ice tone. We the gods manifest in the flesh, nigga. In the form of double X, nigga. I want my throne back. I set, nigga. I burn your shit down. Stop met, nigga. We all waited, debated, anticipated. Was hated, miseducated by both who ejaculated. So not a fake it, to ravens and violators. And mother nature's haters, cause we born immaculated. So now we changing the orders. We be the total recorders. Removing all of the borders, stopping the slaughter. So I'm calling the daughters from out the pre-mortal waters. With eggs around the waist, call her mommy water. And she the black woman, that jet black woman, yeah, that's respect that woman. Why? Black woman is God. Black woman, yeah, that big black woman. You could never check that woman. Why? Black woman is God.
Welcome, everybody, to today's episode of the Angry Diva Radio Show. That's right, baby. I am your host with the most, the Triple Dark Goddess, also known as Diva Spire. And today is the day that we discuss defeat being your foundation. Today is a day of liberation. I want to say thank you to everybody who is listening to start out. This show is introducing my class, The Art of Winning. We started out with the show, Black Woman, Shut Your Fucking Mouth. Oh, we started out there. And now we are in this place where we are going to discuss when defeat is your foundation. When you've been trained to lose. When you've been set up to lose. And to accept loss as not only acceptable for you, but the standard by which you relate to yourself and your image as a woman, as a black woman. Now, I want to talk about something that I learned a long time ago. And this was said to me by a very wise woman, if the black woman's image is under attack, if the black woman's prosperity is under attack, if the black woman's future is under attack, if the black woman's health is under attack, that means that something else, someone else, is being lifted up in her stead, her equal opposite. Right? For every action, there is an equal opposite reaction. An equal or opposite reaction, okay? For every action, there is an equal or opposite reaction. And I want to talk about reactiveness because we've come out of a place. Once your image, your body, your sexuality, your value itself, the way you think about yourself, what you feel when you see your face, whether it be in the mirror, in a photo, in a video, the thoughts that go through your mind, the limitations that you place on yourself, if these things are happening to and against black women, that means that somewhere somebody else is getting an increase and a surplus of her image being upheld, her body being worshipped, no matter what shape it takes. And we see this happening. Black girls may think a thing, baby, but we see the other side. being celebrated for it. While we have been put down for our natural body shapes, others are going and buying it. When you have been put in a place to lose, that is because someone else has been set up to win at your expense. And I'm giving you this as an easy example for you to then take and think about it and how it applies, how many ways it applies in your life. It doesn't have to be that specific thing. It could be something else. But take the meat and spit the bone. When defeat is your foundation, when your own family is against you, is against your lifestyle, is against your dreams, that's your foundation. I want you to understand one of the most key elements in the art of winning is self-mastery. You can petition the spirit for this, that, and the fucking other. But if you're in your mind telling yourself it's not possible, you will never see it come to fruition for you. That's just the way it works. What you want wants you. And what you want wants you just as much as you want it. But what you want is not going to beat down doors and the barriers, the walls that you've built up around yourself that prohibit you from receiving, whether that receiving is wisdom, correction, let's start right there and stop, okay, correction, edification, knowledge, whatever it is, hell, gifts, compliments, whatever it is, that you are unable to receive. Being unable to receive in one way is evidence of being unable to receive in multiple different ways. And so because of those barriers that you have created, whether you created them organically yourself or you are co-creating with other people's thoughts, words, acts against you, that is the reason that you are not seeing that which you truly desire manifest in your life, period. Okay, Diva, we know that. How do we fix it, right? Cool. Maybe you didn't know it. For those who didn't know, now you know. For everybody else, now that we have this understanding of what foundational defeat is. We can talk about this and take it to slavery. We can take it to Jim Crow. We can take it to the civil rights period. We can take it to the crack epidemic. We can take it to the fact that finances are, we are being closed out as a race from finances and that we are not trained to be oriented toward finance. You can take it to whatever you want. It still applies. It still applies. We are not trained to win. This is why, although Black women can say, and it has been said, that we hold the most degrees in the nation, the quote-unquote most educated, those degrees are not bringing home the bacon so you can fry it in the pan because you were not trained how to win, how to go into a field that's going to produce money. You were trained to have a negative relationship with abundance itself, starting with a negative relationship with money, a negative relationship with the spirit of humility. There's nothing wrong with being humble. What's wrong is when your understanding and definition of humility is playing yourself small. That's the problem. That's the issue. That's what you need to challenge yourself on. When your foundation is defeat, when defeat is the very soil that grew the roots of the tree that is you, we're talking about the point of origin, your creation story. And we all know I'm shadow side. I don't do the love and light and just thinking it will be. Your thoughts are not your own. How many times do you think, oh, stupid, 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 where did that come from? Who first told you that? Do you think that babies come out the womb thinking that they're stupid. They don't even understand what that means. Who taught you how to hate yourself in the words of Malcolm X? Who taught you how to hate yourself? You have to ask that question. I talk a lot. I've talked very extensively about the wounded mother curse and the wounded father curse. And, you know, you really can't teach certain people. You can't teach certain freaking people. Pull it back, people. You can't teach certain people. You just can't. But I've talked extensively about how the experiences that we have as children shape us as adults and damage aspects of you. And I have been shot down, told that I hate my mother, hate black women. Meanwhile, me and my mother just had tea. You know, like, it's a whole mess out here in these streets. But I have talked a lot about the way that we are formed, what we see growing up, the things our mother and father said to us, the experiences we had, the worries, the struggles, whatever, whatever. Even if it wasn't bad, everybody didn't have a bad story. Some people had great moms and great dads and great childhoods. So they don't understand the other side. So it all just sounds negative to them because everything was bubblegum and fucking lollipops in their world. They don't understand poverty. They don't understand hunger. They don't understand beatings. They don't understand your mother being your competition, hating you. They don't understand your mother getting pregnant with a fucking baby and putting it off on you to raise. They don't understand that because they didn't have that reality. So it all just sounds like hatred and negativity to them, right? Rightly so. Let them stay in their realm. But for everybody who didn't have the bubblegum and the lollipop experience, when defeat is your foundation, when you've been taught that you got to work twice as hard and be twice as good to get half of what they get, when that's your foundation of your understanding of who you are as a black woman in the world, a woman and a black. When you've been taught to relate to your menstrual cycle as a curse because of the church and because of men and their false creation of Father God, which is not real and never existed. When this is your foundation, when your first experience with your vagina sexually was rape, molestation, whatever you want to call it, when your foundation is a position of deficit, it's very hard for you to change your mental realms. First of all, to gain control over your mental realms, let alone to be able to change your mental realms and reorient yourself to winning. You will fuck it up every single time you even get too close. That's just the way it's gonna work. This is what I was trying to get across in the last show when I was talking about the girl who had everything she wanted, but she couldn't just do the two simple things that she was required to do in order to keep the winning going, to stay in the flow. This is something that's very, very difficult for black women in particular to grasp and to implement in their lives. This is the reason that I'm doing the class, The Art of Winning. This is the reason we're going to talk about the jealous sisters, whether they be blood or water. The jealous friends, whether they be weak or chastity, even your day one can be jealous of you and is jealous of you. She just don't say nothing. She hopes you'll never know. All the things that are going on in your life, the good things that you want for yourself, there's always going to be an opposition, and you have to understand how to combat it, first by combating the opposition within you. We have a few seconds before the show goes into overtime. Call in. The guest call-in is 516-387-1379. Call in right now, or you will not be able to hear the remainder of the show until it is finished in an archive. 516-387-1379. Last time I will say it, call in right now. Push 1 to speak to me or to say something about today's topic. But to get back to what we were talking about here, we're going to talk about the woman who hates on you, that goes behind your back, the messy coworker, why people do these things, why people are always going to try to get a rise out of you. and how it's going to become imperative that you not only learn how to defend yourself against this mental warfare, but also that you learn how to protect yourself against the mental warfare that formed you, that raised you, and that is to this day governing you unchecked. And that's going to bring us to the close of what I wanted to say. This class is so very important to you really learning how to win. I've got a lot of sisters coming to me. They want to do spirit work and all this here. You're now going to have to do this class before you can do any work. Because if you don't understand why you're losing, it don't make sense for you to ask to win. And that's even an ancient African proverb, proverb of Sankofa. You don't know where you're going if you don't know where you've been. You've got to understand what you've come through. You really do. And it hurts because nobody wants to deal with that. We just want to get past it. We want to be in happiness. I don't blame you, but sometimes it's going to rain and sometimes you'll see the sun. And it's true for your life. Everything's not always going to be bubblegum and lollipops. Don't think of the grass being green on the other side. Think about what it'll look like if you watered your own. Now, I have a couple of callers in the switchboard. I'm going to open maybe two lines. And then we're going to get out of here. Caller 816, your line is open. Welcome to the Angry Divas Radio Show. Is there something you wanted to say or a question that you had?
Yes, I just really wanted to express appreciation for everything that you're teaching and, you know, truly having a heart for Black women. It's amazing.
Well, thank you, sis. I really appreciate what you just said. I really do. Thank you for your words, your warm and kind words. Girl, you know I be trying sometimes. I don't know how long you've been watching me, but y'all know sometimes they try my nerves. But I want to say thank you so much, you know, for recognizing that it's coming from a heart-centered place in me. It really is, because once upon a time, I too was set up to not win. And the more of us that are winning, the less jealousy there'll be. The more of us that understand the art of winning, the less self-sabotage there'll be in your life, the more that you understand why you've been losing and what's making you a loser, the less losering you'll do. I don't want to be sick in one space and healthy in another. I want health all over me. So thank you for what you said, sis. I really appreciate that. Was there anything else you wanted to say? Anyone else?
No, I'm good.
Okay. I'm going to leave it at that and let it end on a high note. We're not going to open any other lines. Sorry, too bad, so sad. Next time, get in earlier. I'm Triple Dark Goddess, and I'm off it. Y'all have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's show, The Art of Winning When Defeat is Your Foundation. Make sure that you check it out in the archive, and also make sure that you get signed up for the class. You can find us on our website. That's www.thedarkdivinefeminine.com, and it is in my new classes. It's also listed in the description for the show, and it is posted to my page. How about that? Oh, y'all have a great day. Have a great day, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in. Till next time.